making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's why football is tricky, because you need strength to take the hits, but you need the pliability to stay fluid. You know, it's one thing to be a rock to take the hits, but you need to be a fluid athlete. You know? That's your balance.
There it is.
Just like that.
Every season, my season.
Just like that. We're ending on that one.
Instagram post from Friday. Tom Brady and Julian Edelman working out together. His appeal is happening today. Dan Graziano had this late last night. Updated this morning, I believe, as well. Julian Edelman's appeal of his 4-game drug suspension will be heard on Monday. Sources say he plans to mount a vigorous defense that questions the NFL's handling of the case.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Does that not sound like the lawyer speaking directly to Dan Graziano? That's exactly what it sounds. According to a source, it involves mishandling of documentation and delivery of Edelman's test results.
Ryan Braun.
During the course of the investigation, it was learned that the NFL made mistakes in the manner in which the test results were handled. Edelman is arguing that the mishandling of the evidence is one of the reasons he should be exonerated. To assist in his defense, Edelman has enlisted outside counsel, specifically Alex Spiro. I would like to add in here, who is the source of this story? A New York-based attorney who gained fame in recent years for his work representing NBA players in their legal entanglements. Given the addition of Spiro to the defense and the recent history between the Patriots and the NFL in the Tom Brady Deflategate matter, it isn't out of the question that Edelman could end up pursuing an appeal of his case in federal court if the arbitration does not go his way.
Oh my God.
They're going to make this a federal case too. They're going to make this one a federal case.
Could go on for years. Years, Beetle, years.
That's sort of annoying to me if that happens, but we're not there yet. Let's see how this plays out. Don't forget that MMQB originally reported that the substance for which Edelman had tested positive wasn't one of the league's recognized substances. That remains one of the issues that's apparently, according to a source, the heart of the appeal.
Well, to me, that one is the league says, look, we've got these standards. We've got these things you can't test positive for. And there are other things in here that either serve as masking agents or something else. If we don't know what it is, it's got no business being in your blood. And it's enough of a red flag to where they're confident. And I mean, they don't do these things lightly. They don't hand down 4-game suspensions every other week in the NFL. It's still a bit of a rarity when you consider the number of players and the number of tests that are administered. So to me, going after the unrecognizable substance or the as yet undetermined, whatever it is, it's not supposed to be there. It's there. You can't have stuff like that. Boom. That's, to me, that one doesn't seem like it's got as much chance as the mishandling of evidence, because we've seen the mishandling of a sample cause all kinds of problems in other sports. And I would assume they follow the same protocol in the NFL. And if it was as egregious as some of the other examples with sample cups being discarded and poured into another sample cup and the seal is broken in order to use it. I mean, if it comes down to that, then okay, you've got a legit case. I would just like, you know, when it comes down to it with all this stuff, Beetle, and I felt the same way about Deflategate. I feel the same way about most of this stuff is I'm not so much interested in going by letter of the law to determine whether or not you can't, you know, something was done properly. Did you do it? Is it at the end of the day, Julian, did you take something and you weren't sure what you took? And I know that a lot of guys do it and there's all these ways around it and the NFL allows a certain amount of stuff, but is it reasonable to believe that you stepped over the line in some point? And by the way, nobody really cares.
Right.
I don't think anybody is going to think less of you as a player or a person if that happened. But did it happen? Then can we knock this off then, please?
I get it. You're going to make a strong appeal. You should, right? If you can get out of the four games and you're going to make the effort.
You should.
Good, go for it. You're going to bring it to, you're going to try and bring it to federal court. That's your threat. I'm sorry, if he follows through on that, that is nonsense.
And if that's the case, you better be damn sure that there's nothing out there to indicate that you did, in fact, do it. Because
Which is why I think it's posturing.
It's going to put Patriots fans and everybody else who wants to support the team back into Deflategate all over again, which is, yes, the Michael Hurleys of the world are still just simmering with the hatred and the anger of the, you know, unfair witch hunt and going after Tom Brady and the deflated. But, oh, by the way, everyone pretty much believes it happened.
Oh, and by the way, we're only getting one side of the story right now, and that's his.
Yes.
The league is not giving their version of events. All this information that has been reported, Burt Breer or by Graziano at ESPN, that's all coming from one side. The NFL is not saying anything about it. This might all be nonsense. This might all be bullcrap. That there was no mishandling. That didn't happen. And that the fact that it wasn't one of the listed substances on the list in that document, remember the NFLPA list of banned substances? Well, what if since that was published, as we had a caller tell us, samples have been taken from other doping scandals that could be put into the database, and they now know it's a combination of multiple drugs on that list that have been engineered, to put it, for lack of a better way, right? The scientists have put together a new combination. You've got to update your database.
Yes, it has to be reclassified in terms of the things that they're looking for. But it holds so little interest for me, this posturing back and forth. What can you prove? What can you prove that it... I'm more interested in it. Did it happen? And if it did happen, why don't you take the four games and we can all get on with our lives? I mean, when you start talking about lawsuits and taking it to federal levels and everything else, I don't know about you. I'm not going to be sitting there eating popcorn, watching it and going, ooh, nope. What's going to happen now?
I don't believe
I'm tired of this.
I don't believe it's real. I think that's an empty threat on the part of a lawyer that's now involved in representing him. Empty threat. They're not going to take it to federal court. Stop. And if they do, you're being ridiculous. You're being absolutely ridiculous.
Unless, of course, there is no way, there is no chance. I've been putting nothing but nuts and berries and organic Tupelo honey in my body for years now. I don't even drink tap water. You know, forget it. Nothing. There's no chance anything entered my system that's not supposed to be there. Really? I don't think that's the case. So, okay, whatever. It happens.
Let's talk about that Instagram video that popped up on Friday. Brady and Edelman working out together. And, of course, your call, 617-779-0985. Hardy in for Zoe on Zolak and Bertrand.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air...
Balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zoe leave?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Seven 20 here on Zolak and Bertrand. Zoe out again today. Hardy in. Sarge on headlines. 617.
Zoe back tomorrow?
I believe so. He should be.
On the schedule.
Called us Friday. Called in from the pool.
But we knew he was going to be out today.
Yeah, we knew. 617-779-0985. So Brady and Edelman do that Instagram video that Brady posts on Friday. Is that a good look for anybody right now? I looked at it and I thought, okay, wow, okay, they're not... And Alex Guerrero's in the video, by the way. So just reinforcing the Brady workouts with Guerrero and with Edelman, which is not new. But also, for Brady, I think, out of the group, what are you doing? You didn't go to OTAs, and now you're posting your personal workout videos with you and one other player, one guy. You know what I'd love to see more? A video of you with your teammates, not teammate, singular. Is that so much to ask? I get it. You want to show everyone you're working out, you're doing your thing. But I just think when you don't go to OTAs and you don't participate with the rest of your team, your workouts with one other guy are not as meaningful. It's meaningful when you go to OTAs and then in addition to that, you then go to Montana. Like, that's cool.
That's extra credit.
That's extra work that you're putting in. It's not extra anymore when you don't go to OTAs.
Look at me studying. Yeah, but you didn't go to class.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Oh, look at me doing my schoolwork. Yeah, but you blew off school for the last week.
Why?
So maybe, I'm too strong.
Look at me.
It's not a bad look. It's just not as good as it used to look. It doesn't mean the same thing. It meant something when you went to all your OTAs and you were there for, you know, obviously the mandatory portion in minicamp. And then you go to Montana with a group of teammates and you go put in extra work together. Now, that's cool. That's the Tom Brady we've come to learn and love and celebrate. This? What? Why is this important?
It doesn't mean anything when you're getting paid for it.
It doesn't mean...
This is obviously part of the rollout of this new Instagram TV format.
Right.
He had to... All their people probably had to produce some sort of content for them because I've seen a bunch of different stuff on this. Tom was just telling me about this. I just learned about this 10 minutes ago.
It's a promotional piece.
So
for what?
So
it's like, oh, listen, Brady, we did this Facebook Watch deal together. Now we got Facebook's part of Instagram. It's all connected, right? Instagram TV is becoming a thing. So you need to produce us some content, and we'll give you some money.
It's a commercial. It's a commercial for Alex. It's a commercial for these two guys.
So we know that Brady gets money from Instagram.
Well, Facebook, Instagram's the same company, right? We know he gets money from Facebook Watch for his docuseries,
correct?
Yeah, he
gets paid for that.
So I would assume...
Through Gotham.
No, directly. They have a deal together.
Brady and Facebook?
Brady has his own deal.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
I mean, that was a Facebook exclusive.
Yeah.
You couldn't get that anywhere else.
Remember when Brady was like, oh, which social media platform should I pick? Do you remember that when he first decided to join social media?
It was a big reveal.
Do you know which one he picked?
Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah. Why?
Because he likes pictures.
Yeah. And maybe he was paid.
It's about a year ago.
Has it only been a year?
It's right around there. Not too long.
I'm very happy for him.
Remember a couple years ago, was it after the playoff win? We played it all week long. Antonio Brown in the locker room with Tomlin. That Facebook Live. It was revealed that Facebook Live was paying those guys money to do live content. And Antonio Brown had that live stream. He was being paid by Facebook a lot of money to go live. These companies pay these guys to put videos out.
They pay high-profile athletes to provide them content.
January 2017 is when he made that announcement.
Oh, year and a half.
There you go.
I don't have proof, Hardy, but I'm just assuming.
It makes more sense than anything else because... Otherwise, what are you doing it for? Why are you posting that stuff? Like you said, it's not going to make you necessarily look good when you miss OTAs. You don't need to get your name or face out there. You're not angling for a contract. You're not, what are you trying to ingratiate yourself to the New England fan base? No, I'd say mission accomplished there. So what other reason is there for posting anything on any social media unless you're getting something out of it?
Quick money grab, like a lot of stuff this offseason.
Where's the cash? CJ's in Dorchester. Hi, CJ.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
So I forget. Remind me, who was the last person on the Patriots to get suspended for four games for performance-enhancing drugs? I feel like it was a defensive guy.
Rob Ninkovich.
Ninkovich was. I know that. He's the most notable one.
I'm just because they always seem to. They try and appeal, and it almost never works. But I'm wondering if. If he does get the appeal, do you think the NFL is going to come back and try to fight him on it?
I'm not sure.
Is this whole thing going to get drawn out like it was with the Slategate?
Only if Edelman wants to draw it out.
If he wins on appeal, I think that's, and it gets it knocked down to what, two games?
Or if you're in the case of Richard Sherman, he got his wiped out.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. It's like, I don't know if they're going to try to drag it out the way they did with Brady.
It's a good question. One. Like, I don't know how long it could possibly go on based on the appeal process. Now, he's appealing directly to the NFL. So if the NFL deems that, you're right, there are some inconsistencies here about two games and everybody agrees, well, then the NFL can't appeal against itself. So the only way it would drag out is if, on appeal, the NFL upholds their original ruling, because that's who he's appealing to. Not appealing to anyone else right now. He's only appealing to the league. So, no, the NFL can't fight Edelman winning on appeal, because it'll be their decision whether or not he gets any of the games knocked down or gets it wiped out on appeal. He's just appealing to them right now.
And they're not going to make it a federal case. Correct? No, they're not. I'm trying to remember other guys. I don't remember Jermaine Cunningham had four games for the Patriots. He got hit for four. Brandon Bolden got hit for four for PEDs. Those are some of the other guys that I remember. I might be missing some.
Nink was the last one, though. September 2016.
Okay, so yeah, he's the most
that
recent.
Was recent, yeah.
Brian Timms. I don't know if you remember Brian Timms.
Yeah.
He once got hit with a four-game
ban. Didn't he catch the game-winning touchdown from Tebow in that preseason game?
And then was suspended on April of 2014 for four games.
Blunt. He had a one game.
Right. Blunt in 2015. Had that one game. Yeah, there's been a few. Very few guys who have been suspended for PEDs have, at least to our knowledge, won their appeals. Because if someone doesn't report on the suspension, which isn't made public, the league still hasn't publicly suspended Edelman. They haven't announced anything. And they're holding the appeal today. So there could have been cases over the years that went to appeal, a player won, and you never found out about it. Because no one was reporting on the matter.
Right.
So his appeal is happening today. He's going to mount a vigorous, vigorous defense that involves the handling of the results, the handling of the paperwork. You notice how none of it says the handling of the sample itself, which is where I feel the technicality lies.
Ooh, that's a problem.
That's him admitting it, right?
Jim. Probably.
Like, there's a problem with the result. Well, the results are the results. That's not the sample. That's not the science.
Paperwork is supposed to
the
be...
The paperwork wasn't properly handled. What does that matter?
It's supposed to be FedEx to me. Use DHL.
Right? Like, those are stupid technicalities that have nothing to do with... Did this happen or not, as you said? Did you do it or not?
Even if you didn't mean to do it, did it happen? Okay, then it happened. And it happens from time to time. It's okay. Is anyone... Seriously, even the people who love to call the Patriots cheaters, will they say cheater over this one?
Yeah, probably. Those people will. Yeah, no, those people will. That's what they do.
Well, this one to me doesn't even blip on that radar. What, PEDs in sports?
So
oh,
what?
Oh, heavens to Betsy. Oh, say it ain't so.
That's never happened before.
Right.
32-year-old player coming off an ACL doing No, that... Come on.
He's cheating.
That shouldn't even be a suspendable offense.
Yes, but
in my opinion.
Yes, by the rules, he's cheating, but nobody cares.
Not even a suspendable offense. There is news on the Bruins today. Multiple reports indicating they will get a meeting. We'll tell you the details of that meeting with John Tavares, free agent. The Bruins got a meeting there on the short list for John Tavares. That is exciting. It's exciting. Here, we'll get to that next. Here's Sarge with headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Yeah, and that Bruins news is that John Tavares will meet with the team this week. That according to TSN Canada and The Athletic. He's also set to meet with his current team, the Islanders and the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Sharks, Maple Leafs, and the Dallas Stars. Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman set to have the appeal of his four-game suspension heard today in New York, and ESPN reporting that a couple of arguments will be in his favor for the illegal substance questioned as being not recognized by the NFL, that, of course, going against the league, and then the league mishandling the evidence during the investigation. Red Sox back to work tomorrow when they take on the Angels in the first of three, coming off a 5-0 win over the Seattle Mariners yesterday. Chris Sale, 13 strikeouts over 7 innings of work. Sox now tied for first with the Yankees atop the American League East standings. And at the World Cup at this hour, In the 67th minute, Saudi Arabia and Egypt tied at 1. And in the 74th minute, Uruguay leads Russia 2-0. Headlines brought to you by MIFA, low-cost student loans with multiple repayment options. From MIFA, MEFA.org. I'm Mike Riley. I'm Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Really the right choice, Jim.
It's off-season Bruins.
It's
what
we do. Whether it's good or bad,
it's
this is what we go with.
Do, damn it.
We need a middle. Jim just gave me the look to go F myself. All right. Happy Monday.
We'll look for something.
Yeah, good Monday to you, too. Happy to be here.
All right. There's real news on the Bruins front today. Exciting news. News that keeps a dream alive. And I don't want to hear it from any of you Bruins fans that already started in on me last night and said, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. What's the point? Negative Bruins fans. That is, John Tavares is going to have a meeting with the Boston Bruins.
Mm.
That get, what, you have a movement there? A little bit?
30,
did it just move?
37 goals, 84 points.
I don't even care about his statistics. If you've seen him play, you know how good of a player he is.
I like good players, but I also know other guys who are good players who don't have the numbers to back it up. He's got both.
Sure does. John Tavares, according to Pierre LeBrun, who is now working for TSN. He's now back with the Canadian hockey media. He says, confirm teams that John Tavares will meet with this week at the CAA offices in L.A. So the meetings will take place in L.A. Dallas, Boston, San Jose, Toronto, Tampa, plus, of course, the New York Islanders. The Tavares camp will also have conversations with two or three other teams over the phone and perhaps also meet with one or two of those teams as well. First of all, let me commend John Tavares and his agents at CAA. This is how you do free agency. This is how you do it. You have a lot of teams, you get to talk to all of them. Set them all up. Let's welcome everybody into the fold. Let's talk. What is it exactly that you have for me as a vision for your team? And what kind of money do you want to pay me?
Right.
By the way, this is awesome. This is highly coveted free agent type stuff here. John Tavares will have a meeting with the Bruins. That, to me, is exciting. That is encouraging that he wants a meeting with your team, with our team here in Boston. He wants to take a look-see. You know, are the overwhelming odds that the Bruins will get him? No, but they've got an invite to the room. That, to me, is exciting in and of itself. He called you and said, yeah, you're one of the teams I'd like to talk to in person. Why don't we have a face-to-face meeting? Make your pitch. Let's go to L.A. Let's have a meeting. Let's do the damn thing.
See, this makes
me... What's there to not like about this? Oh, that's never going to happen. He's not leaving the Islanders.
No.
If it's not the Islanders, it'll be Toronto.
Nope.
I don't want to hear that. I want to keep this dream alive as long as it can be kept alive.
Absolutely. And there were a lot of people who believed the Kovalchuk thing was for real. And I was okay with it either way. If it were only going to be like a short deal. But I was talking with Ryan about this yesterday.
Yeah.
If it were like a 1 year, right, for whatever reason, he was just looking to play it like a year somewhere and see what happens, then sure. I have no idea what this guy is like as a hockey player because I haven't seen him play in 5 years. But if you're going to come on board for a year, I'm pretty sure he would be a suitable left winger on the third line or second line or something. You shuffle the lines around, you figure that out. But he's looking for multiple years for a guy who's going to be going into his 40s by the time the deal is done. And who knows? Who knows if he can play hockey anywhere near the level he was at when he left the NHL back in 2013? This you know. This is a known entity in Tavares. And The only question is, how do you make room for him salary-wise? Because it's going to be costly. This is going to cost somebody a lot.
Oh, double digits for this type of player.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to get a lot of money if you're John Tavares. You're going to get paid.
It's going to be above $10 million a year.
Yes.
So it's big, big money for this guy.
So how do they do it? Is that the concern?
That would be my chief concern, sure.
Is that really a concern? Start giving away some players.
Well, who do you want to give away?
Well, I think one of them is going to be David Krejci.
Ah.
And you'd probably have to clear his space. Krejci would have to get cleared. And
Krejci
so,
is set to make $7.2 million next year.
That's the one that I think is... That's an easy one because that's a player who can still play. That's a good player. So you can unload him. The tough one is David Backes. But if you believe those reports that they've been taking calls on him, when did we talk about this? Friday? Was it Friday? I don't remember. Can't remember if we discussed this Friday. Oh, we did. Jones and I talked about it on Friday. First of all, if you believe those reports, awesome. If they're true, that there are teams calling on Backes. I told Jones on Friday, if it requires you to package Backes with something of value, prospect, pick, whatever it might be, and you know that you are doing it to get Tavares, well, then it's a no-brainer. Goodbye. You give an asset with Backes, and you can unload him maybe to a team that is trying to hit the floor, maybe a team that's looking to take on salary. That certainly could be the case for Krejci. I mean, that would be a great deal for a team that wants to add some salary. You get a good player, and you get him. So if you need to sort of like give away or even give something up to get rid of Backes'
and
deal,
he's not going
to
screw up your plans to tank.
And you're replacing him with John Tavares? Yeah, you do that. You've got to find a way to do that. And that's, I think, the approach the Bruins will have. They're going into this meeting. They certainly want the guy. I hope they want the guy. I hope they're going to give it, you know, put their best foot forward in this meeting that happens this week in L.A.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't. And Krejci's a good player, but no, if you're talking about just moving him in order to make room for Tavares, fine.
Bye.
Backes, I like Backes. The guy's tough, but I feel like there's an incompleteness to him.
His contract is a problem.
Well, based on, we didn't get a chance to see him in a full season.
You think he's going to get better? Well, you think he's going to be worth his deal?
He's playing with, you know, half a...
You are half a... I didn't even know this about you.
Half of his intestines last
You're
year.
You're a David Backes fanboy.
I'm not a fanboy.
You're just an enabler.
I like him as a player, and I didn't think he had a chance to really, you know, show us what he was capable of last
year. Give me a couple more excuses for why he hasn't lived up to it yet.
That guy had half his abdomen removed.
I understand that. What about when he was still playing? What about when he...
Up until that point?
What about when the
abdomen... His abdomen was bothering him.
What about when it was
all put back together? His intestines were bothering him.
They put Humpty Dumpty back together. He was fine.
They took out a foot of his colon. He's back on the ice a month later. What's not to like about that guy?
He's tough. I didn't say he wasn't tough. I'm just saying that he didn't play or produce the way we would have liked him to.
I guess he was dealing with the effects of having the colon removal. His intestines. You don't want to give him a chance to see what he looks like healthy for a full season?
With the contract, I'd be willing to say goodbye.
With the legally agreed upon contract, I'd be willing to
move that contract and move on.
Well, for Tavares, I'd be willing to do a lot of things. I just like some more than others. That's all.
You really like Backes.
I like Backes.
You put up resistance on Krejci, but you put up resistance on Backes. That is bizarre, man. That is strange. I don't get that. Forgive me for not understanding that. Ilya Kovalchuk is going to L.A., not for a meeting. He's going to the L.A. Kings. That means he's not coming to Boston. You mentioned that in passing. I'd like to talk about how the Bruins didn't get him over the weekend. We'll do that next.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ilya Kovalchuk going to the LA Kings on a 3-year deal. Over $6 million per year. The Bruins were in on him. The Bruins didn't land him. L.A. went to 3 years. Yep, that's over the line. I have no issue whatsoever with Don Sweeney not willing to go 3 years with Kovalchuk. I'm sticking to my guns on that. Friday, before we knew where he was going, I said 2 years max. You cannot go more than 2 years. You draw that line. You do not cross it. Someone else crosses it. You say, bye-bye. You don't go over that. You don't overextend yourself for aging players. They didn't do it. I have no issue with them losing out on him whatsoever. None.
And I'm sure they've got scouts, and they can give some indication, much more than you or I can, about what his level of play is like and how he's doing and tearing it up over in that league. But still, unless you're playing against the talent that you really know, because you see them yourself night in and night out throughout the season, how do you really know? How do you really know what this guy is going to be like back in the NHL until he's already back playing? And you've already given up. You've already signed that huge contract. It's just there's no way of knowing. I think he'll probably be okay. But what they would have had to agree to for, as you said, Beetle, for an aging guy, no, it's not the direction this team is going. It's not the direction the league is going, and it's not the direction this team necessarily needs. Unless, of course, he ends up being the Ilya Kovalchuk of 2013, then you can kick yourself and say, oh, we really should have been more in on that. We should have been all in on that and convinced him that Boston was the place over L.A. But I think there's too much unknown with that guy, with that particular player, where he's been and what he's been doing. Why leave? His contract to go play in Russia was ginormous. Is he really going to end up getting a better deal here money-wise?
Maybe.
Why leave and come back? A lot of questions there.
Well, he's going to get $19 million about over the next 3 years. The Bruins were not in a position to go there.
No.
They weren't. And so I don't feel bad about that one at all. Someone else gave him more? Okay, then you have to take a pass. The Bruins are not in a position to do that.
If it were going to be for a year, in some scenario, okay.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Anybody can absorb 1 year.
Yeah, figure that out. Let's see if Kovalchuk is still Kovalchuk. No clue as to what this guy is now.
Let's go to Adam, who's in Lowell. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up?
I can't help but, now that we're going after Tavares, I can't help but look back at the expansion draft and think, oh, David Krejci would have been a great Golden Knight. I would have loved to see him in that jersey.
Well, he still can be a Golden Knight. They can give him away.
But here's the question. Did he have a good enough year that we can take less of the trade to say, hey, we'll take... We don't need a first or a top prospect. We'll take less, but you got to take every dollar in that contract. As far as Backus goes, I think we can get rid of him, but we're going to have to eat money on that, obviously. But hopefully, we can take less to get rid of Krejci, too. I'm so sick of that guy. Thank
you. All right. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it. 7.25 for 3 years. That's what it is.
Man, oh, man. Look, I'm not sick of
him. So just got 3 at 6.25, right? This is 3 at 7.25.
I'm not sick of Krejci. I just don't mind him playing for someone else. I don't mind playing against him.
Yeah, David Backus somehow being in a Golden Knights uniform, it doesn't sit right with you.
Rubs me the wrong way. Yeah, not his kind of town. He's a good guy.
He's tough.
That town will eat him alive.
Tough guy.
Embrace him. His toughness. Look, every once in a while I get a sweet spot for a player, and it tends to happen with Bruins more than anybody. Where yeah. You're just not going to get Chris Kelly. Chris Kelly's the best example.
You love Chris Kelly.
Oh, I did.
Why do you love the guys who suck?
How dare you? Just because you're not great at any one thing.
You've been golfing with them or something?
Doesn't mean you suck.
Happened to you?
He was good at a lot of that. You know what? He did stuff away from the puck that you can't see.
I think it's
you never
away,
put on
away
skates.
From the ice. Away from the ice.
Well, why do you hate Horford so much?
Yeah, he hits a great 9-iron.
Why do I hate who?
You hate Horford for doing all the little things on the basketball floor.
I came around on
Horford. No, Horford's good. That's why he doesn't like him. That's why Hardy doesn't like Horford. Horford's good.
Big Bolden and Slater fan. Hardy's a big Bolden Slater
guy. He loves Bolden, loves Slater.
I do like Slater.
Yeah, like, oh, I do like Slater. Love Gunners. Great. Big into Gunners,
the
man.
The Gunner.
Big into that. Great. I don't mind to play for somebody else. Backus, though. Well, that's one you're going to think twice about.
What?
Krejci's a good player. No one's saying he's not a good player. His contract, if you're moving it, is for a good reason. So you do it.
You're not going to be able to move Backus. So don't even worry about it.
Oh, you are. You're going to have to put something with him. You're going to have to entice someone. You have to give him a little carrot, a little prospect, maybe a draft pick, something that they want. because they don't want Backus. They definitely don't want that.
Stop it.
Mark in Medford. Mark.
Hey, what's up, Beto? What's up, Hardy?
Hey.
This Ilya Kovalchuk thing, before I get to the reason why I called,
yeah.
He's 35, hasn't played in the NHL in 5 years, okay? I have a funny feeling it would probably turn out to be like another Jaromir Jagr experiment, I should say. You know, you don't know what kind of Kovalchuk you're going to get. And he might end up playing for 3 or 4 different teams in over the next 3 or 4 years, like Jagr is. And the other thing, if we don't get Tavares, I'm not worried about the offense. And one of the important things that's being overlooked right now, that's not getting enough attention, is that right now the Bruins do not have someone to back up Tuukka Rask. Okay? We all know with Tuukka Rask in the net, you need a backup to do more than just give him a night off on back-to-back nights. And Hudobin proved that last season.
Mark, I feel like that is getting attention. I feel like there are, again, not maybe here, we haven't spent any time on this, but I feel like I've read things, I've seen social media things on why have the Bruins not come to terms with Anton Hudobin yet, who has expressed an interest in coming back. He wants back. I'm sure the Bruins want him back. Maybe because the backup goalie situation is not exactly priority number one. And if you're trying to maintain flexibility to move some things around this offseason, what's the point of locking into he'll get signed. You can tell a guy, hey, we want you back. You could be negotiating right now. Why is there this panic about the backup goaltender on June 25th?
So when
someone's got to explain this to me. Listen, I get it. I want him back. You want him back. The team wants him back. He wants to be back. That means I think in the end he will be back, but it's not priority number one. Right now they're prepping for a meeting with John Tavares, people. That's what's going on right now. That's what they're doing.
So
that's more important.
So if somebody says, no one's talking about it. It's not getting the right amount of attention. Oh, it's getting precisely the right amount of attention.
No, I think it's fine.
Not much.
I think it's going to be okay.
I like Hudobin, too.
Free agency is opened. Where's Hudobin? Get him locked up. Quick.
It's exactly
what the hell, Bruins?
It's exactly what people were bitching about, the Patriots, the signing Cardona and Bolden and Slater and all these guys at the beginning of free agency.
Relax. Granted, Mark makes good points. He serves a pretty vital, the backup goaltender on this team with Tuukka has served a pretty important role. Hudobin played an important role last year. I get it. But let's calm down on that. Get upset about that if he goes elsewhere in the meantime.
We're not going to have a goalie in net for 22 games next year.
Can you get upset about that when he actually leaves? Can you just wait for that? I'll feel better about the people being upset about it. Wait till he goes somewhere else before you get mad about it. That's I think that's being fair. 617-779-0985. Those are some Bruins items that I think are important, because a meeting with John Tavares, I'm taking that, baby. Let's go. Let's get him. Do your thing, Don Sweeney. Do your thing. I'm not gonna give that dream up until he's actually signed, sealed, and delivered elsewhere. Hanley Ramirez, that story sort of developed over the weekend. There's now an update from Michelle McPhee, who has more reporting on the matter. We'll tell you what it is coming up after these headlines.